Do you like the soda, Eric?
Me too.
Me too. I'm Bill.
Special guest John.
I'm special guest Eric.
Am I a special guest? You are whatever designation you feel
okay.
Like choosing.
I think that I'm a special agent guest.
Works for me.
That's incredible.
How's that, does it work?
Yeah, do you also
I mean,
have
you've
name?
Kind of blown your cover.
Oh, JD.
Now you
there we go. Cover. Now I have a name and everything.
Yes.
I'm a person.
And we're people, and these are some of the skills we like.
Maybe.
JD.
Oh, that's right. I have to make the big decision now.
Yeah, you have to pick.
Oh, here, hold on. Look at this.
We haven't... Have we...
Oh, ah! Okay. You looked at a picture from the internet. You broke your temperance.
I've been tricked.
Doesn't count.
So doesn't,
hello.
Doesn't count?
So, okay. Over here we have Lilt, pineapple and grapefruit. We have Ginseng Up, just pineapple. Okay. We have Virgil orange cream soda, and then a slightly more transparent Virgil orange cream soda.
Yeah,
and,
that's a little weird.
Then last but probably least,
Flathead
Lake Gourmet Soda, strawberry orange.
That is our wild card, I
gourmet.
Gotta say.
Gourmet soda. Gourmet.
The ginseng up looks just horrifying. I despise any fake pineapple taste. And it's scaring me, so I will not go, I will avoid that.
I thought that meant that you were going straight for it.
No. I mean, I'm sure it would make a good episode, but I don't have that kind of fortitude right now. I think the Flathead Lake Gourmet Soda there, strawberry, what is it?
Strawberry orange. We have a lot of orange this
strub
season.
Strub orange,
yeah. I don't think I've ever seen strawberry and orange together in such a flamboyantly neon red. Yeah, let's go for that one.
I'm fucking right. Ready.
Ready to do it? All right, cool.
Yeah. So,
I talk too much, I apologize.
No, it's a podcast, you're supposed to talk at it.
Okay.
So, anyone that's familiar with our sour cherry episode,
and our ancient as fuck white grapefruit, or white grape episode, not grapefruit.
White grape,
are
white
you
fruit.
Done?
Grape white fruit?
Am
what
I?
What the fuck was that?
No. This has
stroke?
The same hilarious dragon that looks like
terrible.
A dog.
I'm sorry.
The label has a dragon who looks like a dog sticking his head out of a car window.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Also wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
So that's their
important.
Logo.
Can I
protection.
Can I not swear on this podcast? Are you trying to avoid
the
don't you fucking
okay.
What?
All right. I don't know. Some people are avoiding the explicit tag nowadays.
Keep
that shit.
I've been on that tag for
okay.
Years.
Okay. Jumping on that tag.
You mean
like a pony.
Reputable podcast?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We don't even know what that word means.
Podcast.
Right. What are those?
Yeah.
Actually, I think the only iTunes review we have ever gotten.
That's right. That's because I'm trying to let people know about the joy of the soda can.
By the way, you gave us a 4 out of 5.
It was an accident, a slip of the mouse.
I know, that's very generous.
It also said not vulgar enough. Not vulgar. No, it was not vulgar enough at all. You know, every other word should be swear.
So this is your time.
This
so,
is my time? Cunt bucket.
I like it.
Okay, there you go.
That is... an unpleasant
okay.
But it rolls off the tongue.
I usually go
no, it
basket.
Shouldn't.
Basket, you know, it's a little, you can get those at Pier 1, you know.
That could legitimately be an IKEA product. It'd be spelled with a K.
It would be unt.
Is that like in the Chinese supermarket next to Louis C.K.'s barrel of duck vaginas?
Louis C. Cunt.
Possibly.
Oh, man. No,
all right.
It's a good thing no one ever listens to this.
I'm going to be offended when I re-listen to this.
I don't think I'm going to put my name on the contract.
Okay.
Well, you already
said
it on the
that's too offensive for you. You can
podcast.
Always leave it.
Say first name.
So, again, this is Montana's legendary soda. So, once again, a exotic island drink that comes from fucking Montana.
Just like every souvenir on Jamaica was all made in China. Every shop in the craft
was
all the same 7 companies.
Yeah. I used to be able to get this brand at home, and it disappeared. So, I'm still fucking excited as hell.
All right.
Yeah.
This is exotic enough.
Flathead Lake.
North American Beverage Company, Ocean City, New Jersey.
It's exotic to me.
You probably paid $12 more than... Oh, there we go.
Has a nice pop. All right, yeah. We're a little short on Bog. Glasses because this is, these are...
I get a big glass.
Some of the sodas we like, room edition. This. Just keep going. Tell me when.
There we go.
Don't be quiet so the mic picks up. Le fizz.
Le fizz.
Le fizz.
Le fizz.
Me too. You like le fizz?
You guys old enough to remember the juice, like the Greek hero sketch on Saturday Night Live?
No.
No? Right, it was like who played it?
Damn it.
It doesn't matter. But it was like went to get a hero, and the customers would ask for more juice, and the guy with that guy would be like, "You like it a juice, huh? The juice is good." And then like I would call it back, "Hey, we need more juice." And another guy would come up and be like, "Ah, they like it a juice, huh?"
Okay. I was thinking, like, in my mind, it was all the hamburger, 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 hamburger.
No, like, no. It was much more modern. Quite. It was like in the late 90s or something.
Yeah.
I
actually on the Bottle Green episode, I referenced the old Bill Murray Swill SNL commercial.
Oh,
from back
really?
In the day.
You are Swill. I'm gonna just tell you right now, you are so happy to have not been on that episode.
So apparently
is,
you're
oh,
supposed
the Bottle Green.
Yeah, you're it's a
the elderberry cordial. Yes,
yeah, you're supposed
that.
To dilute it in water.
And you didn't know that.
And we didn't know
we,
that
we
because we don't
to.
Follow instructions. We don't know how to read.
We motored through that entire thing.
Wow.
The four of us and a little bit for the audience. That is 22 surveys.
Basically sugar water with elderflower.
So, yeah, so that was horrifying.
I've never
guessing.
Felt such a rush
I
as when
should I have
slammed
known
that glass.
Something was amiss when it was $7 Cayman Islands.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Which
no.
is
which
was
about
which is about $10 American for those
yeah.
of you listening at home. Cayman Islands dollars is a little stronger than the
yeah.
dollar right now.
So, but yeah,
okay.
I thought it was fancy.
This
it's got a heady bouquet.
This smells like a gummy bear.
This smells like the dictionary definition of fruity bullshit.
Yes, it's like
it smells like the dictionary definition of gummy
it's
bear.
Like this is yeah. like liquid Britney Spears.
I don't want you to drip on that.
Don't trip on that.
This is the same smell you get from a fresh, never been used before urinal cake.
I thought you were going to say Britney Spears again.
I wish I knew what that smelled like.
Gummy bear?
Yeah.
No Bill, when was she ever not used?
Yeah. If you know what it smells like, here are my fingers.
How does your finger still smell like that?
You never washed them.
Never, not since.
It wouldn't come off even if it
That's right, that's right. I'm marked for life.
His fingers are basically haunted.
Yeah. Kevin Federline walked into a bathroom with me once. He was like, fucker.
Alright, so.
Should
we've
taste it
the
now?
Nose.
Or just, we're smelling it.
Now we give it the mouth.
Yeah,
oh, give the mouth? Alright, okay. I forgot the whole process.
Tastes like a gummy bear.
Oh, that aftertaste is unpleasant.
It's lighter than I was expecting. I was expecting like a full force in the face strawberry orange.
That's the thing with the Flathead Lake. It's much more subtle than
I swallowed it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, another in a long line of experiments, you cannot breathe strawberry orange soda.
I just wanted to breathe.
Where are you, science?
Yeah, that's right.
Get it together.
Well, the nose smelled so much more or better than the flavor. I don't blame John for trying.
I was wondering, you guys are soda aficionados. Where do you stand on the soda stream?
Haven't used it.
No?
I'm all for carbonating anything.
Yes, I'm someone posted in the forums before the cruise that you can use a soda stream to carbonate rum.
Yeah, Tony Shadwick.
Tony, yeah. He just got on the board.
Why didn't he say that on the podcast?
Because
that awesome.
We were too busy destroying him.
Yeah. Oh, you already know about his whole story of getting kicked off about this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
All right, that was on episode 52, for those of you listening at home, the Elderberry Cordial Bottle Green episode.
Yep.
Now infamous, I'm
the
sure.
The listeners
famous
at home
internet
are going
wide.
To be
well past
so 52. Confused.
Yeah. 102, 30.
It was on that episode.
135. I don't
want
to...
It's been you know, just a background storyline since episode 52.
If you go to episode 52,
you
listen
I'm
very
just
closely.
Edit in me screaming.
You will hear a clue on that episode.
Yes.
As to which episode we're really talking
about. Yes, it's Puzzle Quest now.
There's a slim as hell chance that Tony could have been on episode 52, because we didn't do all that many last year. And Tony was on an episode last year. So I'm going to be curious to get up back online.
See, I don't want
to
suggest that I have not listened to every single SodaCast ever. But
you haven't.
I haven't listened.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I did tell everyone else to listen to everyone that there is on my iTunes review. Why don't you guys make fucking fake iTunes reviews?
Because I'd have to listen to it.
That's true.
And I'd also have to get on iTunes. And those are two things I don't want to do.
Yeah, okay.
And not in that order, of course.
Yes.
I've met a couple of very nice people that work for Apple on this cruise, but I still hate everything they make.
Oh, yeah. No. Terrible. I've got an old iPod Classic that's indestructible. That's about all I
need. You tried?
Not on purpose, but yes. Yeah.
So this...
Recently, I on my way into a sleepover.
Because we still sleepover. Have those.
Yes.
Do you wear your Star Wars jammies?
No. Did your mom have to come pick you up?
Just the thong.
Just the thong.
That was a distinct possibility.
I want to get invited to that slumber party.
Stick around.
I managed to... when I slipped in the driveway and stumbled, I managed to drop the iPod right into a snowbank. And then 6 hours of freezing rain later, I found it. And it still works fine.
And so, that, and this sort of makes you think of that in what way?
It's making me feel indestructible.
Yeah. And that
bring
iPod,
it on, Caribbean freezing rain!
And that iPod turned out to be Tom Cruise. And now you know the rest of the story.
He's been dead for 30 years!
I'd say this gets weird, but no.
Yeah, here's the thing. The conversation has moved on to interesting things, which suggests that this soda is not at all.
I dig it, though.
Ding, ding, ding. It's not, JD is the winner.
I totally buy this.
It's not the worst.
I'm not saying it's bad. Obviously, it's just...
It is dramatically worse than Bigga, and Bigga was 50 cents.
Bigga was pretty good. We're not judging these by cost.
Well, I'm saying.
I like it more than Bigga.
That's how I judge wine. I want a good wine. I'll go into, oh, that one's $50. Definitely, I'll bottle that.
That's how they sell wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. That's the only reason it's worth that.
I go by wine list because I'm a nerd.
I like this more than Bigga.
So what are you going to score? What's your story? What's your numbers? Girl!
It's what episode? 50 season, obviously. Remind me of the
story. I'll go
process.
First. I disagree with Bill 56.
Girl,
it is slightly better than water.
I thought you meant I'm going to go first by explaining the answer to JD's question.
Oh, I wasn't listening to JD's question.
Oh, okay. No, listen to the me. Score. I just talk and talk and it's random.
Oh,
that's why we like you on the podcast.
How do we score these sodas that we're drinking?
Yes.
Oh, 0 to 100, 50 is average, be that water or milk or whatever you think is just
average for you.
100 is the best thing that you could imagine putting in your mouth. It's a liquid.
Okay, thank you for specifying.
Yeah. And 0 is a dog mistake.
Oh,
yeah. You're familiar.
I believe you recall, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was here for a 0. What was the last year was the energy to the green bottled energy shot thing?
Oh, the green flash.
Green flash, right.
That was pretty low.
Oh,
I had
man.
Wiped that from my memory.
I need to poop just thinking about it.
That was like drain over kind your of mind.
They call that the green flash.
Yes. Yeah. Green flash. It's like what you'd get if you combine Flash and Green Lantern. Everyone hates it.
You know, if I think about this, I'm not really thinking about it as I drink it because it's just not that interesting. If I think about this, I realize how not like strawberry or orange it actually tastes.
Yeah. It's just weird.
It's like that. Mm-hmm. It's like fruity. The fruity things they put in bad fruitcakes. It's just a completely
bad
artificial
gummy
flavor.
Like not even bad gummy bears, like bad gummy, like the candies that look like the fruits are supposed to be. I guess gives them, you know, leeway to taste less like the fruits they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
I got my analogy.
Go for it.
I feel like I just spent all day reading a book that I will not be able to talk to anyone about because none of them will care. 75.
Okay.
I will say that the opening flavor is just a blast of fruity bullshit, but it goes away quick.
Yeah.
And then you're left with nothing in its wake, which is just strange.
This stuff goes down clean. I don't know what they're doing over there in Montana, but...
It's like
they've got good water, so it's got some decent mouthfeel.
Their water's got a monster in it!
Wasn't this made in New Jersey?
I think it was distributed by a company in New Jersey.
Oh, so this may still be made in Montana.
It's like watching like a new episode of CSI. They've been doing it for so long, and it's the same show over and over again. There's no real...
There was a murder. Yeah.
Yes.
I've never watched the program. I assume that's how they all start.
Knock the door!
And you pulled your glasses off, so it's like that's a little, you know, CSI Miami thing.
One of you in this room is the killer.
That's what all those shows are. It's the most popular.
Yeah.
Some,
I'm
bust out some
bueno.
Mystery.
Yeah. Some bueno if you get some bueno to spare.
John? JD and John still need you.
Yeah, JD has a score or something.
Did you get a score?
My score, I guess I would go around 45, I'd say. Because it's,
not as good as water.
Yeah, not even. I like water.
So I'm sort of with Bill. The fruit is not too bad. It doesn't really have a, it's not a fruit that exists in the real world. It's just some weird combination. It's like a, like mashing two gummy bears together and
it's
eating it.
Flathead fruit monster.
But but it then goes into the horrible aftertaste that a lot of fruit sodas have, where it's just like, just coats your tongue, and you're just sort of like, I don't like this anymore.
Mm. Maybe it's because I already have three coatings of soda on my tongue.
You need some bottle green to strip the entire, strip that down
cleanse
to
right
its
off my
barest.
Tongue bones.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah. I'm sad that we left those pomegranate palate cleansers.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, it's okay.
You know,
they're going to eat those and be like, why are these so gross? So I'm going to go... 40,
they are solidified disappointment.
47.
I would say that it the problem is it doesn't taste like strawberry or orange. It tastes like pink.
Yeah, it's like the light pink.
Yeah.
Bears.
We have given this a 55.75. The average was thrown off.
Shit,
by Bill's,
I went over
Bill's
by
love.
0.25.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how it goes.
Bum, 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 bum. So the goal,
shut
JD,
up,
since you're new, is to be the closest without going over.
Smelling the empty glass, now it smells like cotton candy.
Holy
no,
shit.
Mine still smells like crap gummy bears.
Yeah.
Smell mine.
Yep.
Yeah, smell mine. Yeah. Get your nose in there. Yeah.
Smell it.
So,
sniff the glove.
We did forget, audience, one sound response reaction.
Meh.
All right.
Meh.
That's equal to the judging.
Yeah. Forgettable. All right. So I've got candies that I also picked up in Grand Cayman, and I like these. I used to be able to get them at a Polish restaurant back in Dallas, but they shut down, and I had a sad. So these are...
This is health concerns regarding the chocolate.
No.
These are
terrible. Filled with rotting seaweed.
This is Kinder Bueno, and Kinder is a
That's
German...
two languages.
Yeah, exactly. Kinder is a German chocolate company that makes some pretty good chocolate. Bueno, I have no idea why they call it a Spanish word. But it is milk chocolate with a hazelnut milk filling. So I will pass around
milk
little pieces.
Hazelnut?
I don't know. But we'll find out.
Not with that attitude.
Not with any attitude.
You want to take that piece off?
Don't get sued. By Archer.
It's not like I'm trying to fax glitter. And that was Frisky Dingo.
Ah, there you go.
That's a damn tasty piece of candy right there.
Mm-hmm. A little wafer.
Ooh, light and airy.
Mm-hmm.
And then heavy.
I think there might be German spooge in there, though.
Oh, yeah. Hazelnut spooge.
That's called hazelnut milk.
And get real gay.
Some real gay real quick.
Some kind of nut milk.
Well,
I killed Bill.
No, I've been dead since three episodes.
Bottle greens?
Bottle green?
Yeah, why don't you 3 years?
So at
they
least,
say if you turn on your radio at the right time of the internet, so you can still hear me. I don't know who says that, because nobody's listening.
Yeah, because that
especially
is definitely not the right time to be turning on your internet. But the one thing I will say about Kinder Bueno is I'll definitely remember German spood from now on.
That's two foods. That's a food and a drink ruined for you.
Oh, man.
I hate you all.
What was the drink we ruined again?
Especially you, Soda Pals.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Let's ruin our Soda Pals.
Eric's trying to push stuff.